Indelible by Karen Slaughter. Read by Deborah Hazlett. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. 8:55 a.m.
"Well, look what the cat dragged in," Marla Sims bellowed, giving Sarah a pointed look over her silver-rimmed bifocals. The secretary for the police station held a magazine in her arthritic hands, but she set it aside, indicating she had plenty of time to talk. Sarah forced some cheer into her voice, though she had purposefully timed her visit for Marla's coffee break. "Hey, Marla, how you doing?" The old woman stared for a beat, a tinge of disapproval putting a crease in her naturally downturned lips. Sarah forced herself not to squirm. Marla had taught the children's Sunday school class at the Primitive Baptist from the day they opened the front doors, and she could still put the fear of God into anyone in town who'd been born after 1952. She kept her eyes locked on Sarah. "Haven't seen you around here in a while."
"Hmm," Sarah offered, glancing over Marla's shoulder, trying to see into Jeffrey's office. His door was open, but he was not behind his desk. The squad room was empty, which meant he was probably in the back. Sarah knew she should just walk behind the counter and find him herself. She had done it hundreds of times before. But survivor's instinct kept her from crossing that bridge without first paying the troll. Marla sat back in her chair, her arms folded.
"Nice day out," she said, her tone still casual.
Sarah glanced out the door at Main Street, where heat made the asphalt look wavy. The air this morning was humid enough to open every pore on her body.
"Sure is."
"And don't you look pretty this morning," Marla continued, indicating the linen dress.